This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn, what they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them's a thick-ass kid.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little juicy little Wednesday.
Stopped raining for a little bit there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And now it's raining again.
Well, the flood's coming back. Boy, there was
a lot of rain.
Yeah, it was some issues.
A lot of rain.
Some issues out there with some of the Willamette spilling over onto the roads. I mean, some of those were legitimate rivers.
Coming up this hour, we've got in the news, I've got an update on your pal Mark Scholl.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since me and Mark got to hang out and share our wonderful points of views. Well, he's probably in line for some sort of cabinet position now, knowing him.
What else do we have here? We're going to get into some college football playoff thoughts, but back to the NBA. We were discussing your Portland Trailblazers.
Our surging Portland Trailblazers.
Red hot. Yeah. They play Minnesota again tonight.
Magic Johnson.
I was reading about Anthony Edwards today. They did a big write-up on him. Mm-hmm. He's basically the new Steph Curry. Even though Steph Curry is still doing Steph Curry things.
Yes.
As we saw last night. Mm. But they were like...
Disrespectful to Steph Curry.
And the fact that Minnesota is like 500 and, you know.
No, it definitely is disrespectful to Steph Curry. But they're saying that he took this offseason to improve his three-point shot.
Yeah.
And now all he's doing is shooting threes.
Yeah, it was weird. We talked about this, maybe a week or two ago we were talking about the NBA having an issue when teams are shooting 60 plus threes. And I don't know how much it's changed, but someone on Twitter had pointed out, one of the NBA analysts said, it might've been Barkley, that said, you have maybe the most exciting athletic player in the NBA. Yep. And at the time, I think 60% of his shots, it's like 62% of his shots were three pointers. And he goes, that is a serious issue. And I don't, I'll look it up.
I think
and see
it's more.
He
is shooting three. So he's basically, they were calling him Baby Jordan.
Yeah.
And bring gas.
Then he switched to just chucking up threes, and he tried to pattern KD, and he tried to pattern Steph, and he said none of that worked. So he went this offseason, you know who he patterned his three-point shot after?
We're going Steph?
Well, no, I just said KD, and he tried Steph.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Really?
Of your Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
Team. Yeah.
Or your Milwaukee Bucks.
Buddy-buddy stuff.
He said that has worked. So now all he does is shoot threes, this is a problem with this league. That's the most exciting player out there, and all he does is step back there and chuck trays.
And Anthony Edwards that does not go to the rim is not as good of an Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Exactly, but they'll tell you he's great now and better now.
Three is better than two, but he has to go dunk the freaking rock.
But he's averaging more points than ever. He's off to his best start yet.
Yeah, he's averaging like 28, 29 a game. I mean, this goes to the analytics have figured out that it's either a dunk or a three-pointer, and you know,
well, he doesn't like the dunk.
So we're just out there.
Well, I mean, he does like the dunk, but he doesn't do it anymore nearly as much.
Yeah, he's taken almost 12 a game.
Yeah, 12 threes.
Yeah, 12 threes. Yeah. He's shooting 20 times a game, and 12 of them, 11.6, are three-pointers. And it's weird when you watch games now. At times, it's just so static. Like, there's no one operating anywhere near the key.
Nope.
It's some ball movement, set a screen or two, and then someone shoots a step back three. It's a tough watch. It absolutely is a tough watch. And last night, I'm not saying that obviously there were, I mean, Portland came out and played a really nice game, but at one point in the third quarter, I think Portland was shooting like 66% from the 3-point line. And the previous night, they were like 4 of whatever. Like 4 of 40. So, I mean, again, more to it, but is that all it is? Is if you get a hot night where you just knock down threes, you're great. And
that's
then
kind of it.
Other than that, that's just not,
it's kind of it.
It's just not something that I'm that interested in watching on a day to day basis.
Well, that's pretty lame. And also the injuries. Now, here are the numbers that I was teasing.
Yeah.
The NBA injuries this year are up 35% over last season.
It's a lot.
That's
and it's notable.
Astronomical.
And it's notable.
So games missed are up by 35% compared to the same point last year. In addition, lost games are up over 16% already compared to the season before that. It was hoped that the combination of the NBA players' participation policy and a 65-game requirement for postseason awards would see players on the floor more. Instead, absences by star players are trending upwards. Yeah.
Well, and I'm not, I mean, obviously we had like the Embiid stuff at the start of the year, which, you know, some people were like, what are you doing? But Paul George was on that list too. Kawhi Leonard didn't start the season. Maxey's out for a bunch. Ja Morant's been out. Chet just went down right with a broken pelvis. Zion's out with gravy in his leg again. Another hamstring, right, for him.
He has gravy in his leg?
I think that's the problem. I do. I think that there's gravy in his legs. He's hurt. He's got another hamstring. I mean, when are we going to call Zion Greg Oden? Because the guy's a bust. He never plays. And I mean, ever. What CJ's out for? We went the other day. New Orleans, I think, is down 6 of their top 7 guys for the foreseeable future. Who else has been out? Durant's missed a bunch of time. I mean, it's
not Curry.
No. And by the way, they're playing great. Golden State looks really good.
Yeah, they had a little bit of addition by subtraction. It sounded like things with Clay were getting really bad there. And additionally, he wasn't staying in front of anybody defensively. They're like the second best team in the West defensively now.
No. But when you start looking around the league, I mean, it's tough.
I don't know what you do. I really don't. I think it's a real... I mean, are injuries occurring like this in college basketball? I mean, I know it just started, but
yeah.
Is it the same rate? Is it just the game of basketball, or is it specific to the NBA?
Feels like it's specific to the NBA. I don't know. Maybe we just have a bunch of Ferraris now that everyone's breaking down, because it didn't feel like it used to be this thing. I mean, this is like the TNT guys rail about this all the time. I just think that playing is no longer a big deal to guys.
So they're not really that hurt.
Well, I mean, Chet is. I mean, he broke his pelvis.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know.
But a lot of these are, like, the numbers could maybe be explained by the fact that guys are just they're coasting. They're taking it easy because they know the season's long.
I certainly think that there is an element to that, yes. Now, the real serious injury, sure. And I also think that some guys don't take conditioning and don't take getting ready very seriously at all. I see Zion. You know, I think that's a real thing. And you put it all together with a style of play that can be rough at times to watch. I don't know. I just think you have a bad product right now. And if the NBA realizes it, and I think there's real problems. And have you seen some of the TV ratings? It's not good right now for the NBA.
Well, we can argue how he gets it done, but the YouTube chat pointing out that, like, LeBron's out there playing every night, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
And, like, and I know that he may go above and beyond as far as conditioning and care, but, like, you could be more like that.
But there's not many people.
What do you mean you could be more like that?
You could try harder, work harder on the offseason stuff. I'm not saying could be more like, that sounded bad. Like, you could be more like LeBron, like that's easy.
Yeah, just like LeBron.
The choices he makes in the offseason.
Yes. LeBron, you can say what you will about LeBron.
It's true.
That guy shows up on a night in, night out basis, and no one puts more effort into being on the floor than he does.
Might I bring back a long-held talking point that hurts the NBA, and that is guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
You know, if you change the contract structure so that these guys do not get paid no matter what, I think that might change some injury numbers.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I know it would.
Yeah, that will never, ever, ever happen.
No, it's not going to happen, but it would help.
Yes. I think it's one of the things that helps the as crappy as it is, the NFL.
That's right.
The guys are incentivized to be on the field.
Well, you play for your meal. You do.
That's right. You have to.
Yeah.
And you have to play well.
Yeah. And in the NFL, too, the star thing just doesn't matter the way it does in the NBA. There's so few of those guys, and there's such gravitational forces. Outside of the quarterback position, there's very few true needle movers in the NFL. And we talked about this, like when the trade deadline rolls around, or you know, when Davante Adams, who's, you know, 2 years ago was the best receiver in football, and what was he dealt for? Wasn't it like a fourth or something?
Yeah, it was like a fourth and then like a swap or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you got guys in the NBA that aren't even stars, like that really don't make huge differences, and they are going for, I mean, gargantuan hauls of players and picks. And when you see like the, you know, the Carl Anthony Townses and the Rudy Goberts, like Rudy Gobert, what was it five picks that the Utah got for Rudy Gobert?
Something
right?
Like that.
I'd have to look, but yeah, that sounds right.
And Rudy's a nice player, right? He's a bit one-dimensional, but Rudy's a nice player. He's a defensive specialist. He's a nice player. No one's going to argue that Rudy Gobert is like a top 20 player in the NBA. Solid player. You imagine the equivalent of Rudy Gobert and what he would go for in the NFL? Like, you'd get like a... You would literally get a
third rounder, maybe.
Maybe. I was thinking more like a fourth and a conditional sixth, and I probably have to a seventh back. And that's, I don't know, I just think that's one of the issues that the NBA has. And
Good point on the Vancouver Vortex line. Hockey has guaranteed contracts, and they don't have this problem.
No, hockey has
a good point.
Hockey has a pride thing.
Well, they have a culture.
They have
a
culture.
Their culture is different.
Yes.
And maybe that needs to be addressed.
Well, and if you want to know the difference between the two sports, and look, I'm not here to talk about, you know, trying to call people, you know, candy asses or whatever, but...
Ooh, let's do it.
Well, I mean, I watch hockey way more than I do the NBA. I go home most nights and my daughter has a hockey game on, and we watch a lot of Canucks games because the Wings are usually done by the time I get home. So we watch a lot of Canucks. And so whenever they're, you know, whoever they're playing, last night they were playing Calgary, and you will see in game 12 of an NHL season, you will see a guy take a puck to the face or get a stick up into his grill, and he will leave and come back with 32 stitches, like his,
or like actual dental work, and still come back and play.
And you're like, and he leaves and he misses two shifts and he comes back the same period. And you're like,
I love that.
You're like, oh my God, dude, it's game 12. Like, you would think there would be an element of, you know what, man, just
Billy caught one of the chops. He's going to have the rest of the night off. Yeah. No, they get back out there.
Yeah. You're going to sit this one in maybe a couple games, and the guy comes back out and maybe he's got a face shield on. And you know what everyone says? They call him a coward. You're like, really? You're wearing a face shield? You're like, dude, I got dental work and a bunch of stitches. They're like, you still wearing a face shield? And some of that is not good. You know, for the player, I'm not saying that you need to be out there like that sort of warrior mentality can be counterproductive, but my God,
but the idea of being accountable to your team and your organization is a good
thing. If you could just have a shred of that in the NBA, it would be an insanely better
product. But what would that guy do if he had ice in his driveway? Would he show up?
He
could skate out of it.
I hate criticizing the NBA players
they're cookie dough soft.
Yeah.
But it's not all their fault. They make them play so many games. Yeah. You know, 82, if you think about it.
Do you know how many hockey games there are?
I understand, but think about what do they do in minor league hockey or like college basketball. My example is always, you look at college basketball, it's the same sport.
Yeah.
Same sport.
Yeah.
And they decide a champion within generally 40 games. They decide a champion within generally 40 games.
Yeah.
The NBA, they make you play 82 games before you even get to the playoffs where you could play another 25.
Yeah.
That is insane. That's like saying the NFL, a new football league comes along and they make them play 34 games. That's insane, right?
Yeah.
It's 334 baseball games.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that you, it makes no sense other than just for money. And so you reap what you sow. You want to have all these games? Yeah. Guys are going to take time off.
I guess, but at the same point, I totally get what you're saying. Again, I just go back to hockey. There's 82 games, and someone does point this up. Connor McDavid, who's the best player in hockey, he's the best player, period, end of story. And he had a bad ankle, and they said he'd be out probably 2 to 3 weeks. Do you know how many games? He missed three games.
But again, it's culture.
And it's culture.
And the NBA guys are babied.
Yes.
And they're babied from a very... Because the NBA is mostly about stars. It's not about building rosters and you being a cog in the wheel of a team. It's about you being a star and getting what's yours. And that is coddled from a very young age.
And I guess that's my problem is that when Connor McDavid, who is their... I mean, you know, LeBron or Steph or whatever, right? He is their version of it. And they don't need it. Like, he was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Edmonton's going to be fine. He could take 3 weeks off, and it wouldn't matter to Edmonton. They're just fine. He came back in three games and is playing on a bum ankle and will probably work through this ankle for another 3 weeks before he ever starts feeling normal. And the numbers are going to be down, and people are going to be like, well, what's wrong? And he won't care. He'll just go out and keep playing, whereas in the NBA – you know, you're like, well, I'm not 100%. And I don't want to go out there and I don't want to have my numbers questioned. And I refuse to play unless I'm 100%. And that is a cultural thing. And it is an NBA. It is a basketball cultural thing. And when your stars are doing that, the role players are doing it, it's just a trickle down effect. And
well, if you didn't have guaranteed contracts and you only played 40, 50 games,
it would be better.
It would be different. Yeah. It may be different. You could maybe change that culture.
It would be way better, and the owners will never agree
to
it.
No, they're never going
to
do it, but it's just that you're just stuck. Yeah. You're stuck. These guys, the NBA players run the league more than any other league of players.
And so until the NBA players culturally from a young age decide that this isn't going to be how we do it, you really start... Silver can do whatever he wants with his stupid NBA Emirates Cup. He can do the 65-game thing for MVPs and all that. And so far, it hasn't made a damn bit of difference. And I don't know it will until there is a cultural shift.
All right, up next, Caitlin Clark has done something we all fear.
Caitlin Clark is white!
She did that?
Do you know what it is?
I'm the last one. Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's all, next.
Yeah, it's bad.
On the Fan.
Yeah, baby!
Well, Caitlin Clark is at it again, making headlines.
Caitlin Clark is white.
So all she does is make headlines, this lady. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of a big deal.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, this time she was playing golf down in Florida at the Annika.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. It's a charity golf tournament hosted by the great and friend of the program, Annika Sorenstam.
Absolutely. She's got a nice swing, by the way.
Yeah, Annika, she was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was impressive.
She won a lot of majors with that swing.
I remember we interviewed and I asked her, I said, when the last time you duffed one? She goes, define duff. And I'm like just absolutely chunk one where you have no idea what the hell happened. She goes, yeah, that doesn't.
It doesn't occur?
Doesn't occur. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Well, Caitlin Clark was playing in this tournament. She played 9 holes with Nelly Korda, and then she played 9 holes with Annika.
Yeah.
And
again, has a very nice swing.
Yeah, she's. They say she's a 16 handicap, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
But she does have a very good swing. I'm surprised she's only a 16, but she probably just doesn't play very
exactly. Well. I'm guessing if she, when you look at the swing when it goes well, there was a couple where you know the bones are there. If she played a bunch,
if she played, she'd be good.
She'd be good.
Well, a lot of those athletes are.
Yeah.
They just have that.
Yeah, there's some good hand eye there, except on this one.
Anyway, she drew a bigger buzz to this tournament than the LPGA Tour has had in a while, and a bunch of people were gathered around her tee shots and following her playing golf at, I think they were at the Pelican Golf Club. Oh, no, it wasn't in Florida. That's in California, isn't it?
I don't know where this is at.
Pelican.
This is, I've got it here in front of me.
Yeah, where is that?
I can find out for
anyway,
you.
Not that it matters. She tees one up, and she pulls a Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
And she snap
hook left.
She didn't top it. She snapped it left. And oh my God, she about took out multiple eyeballs.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
It screamed about 8 inches over like 4 or 5 heads.
And this goes back to something we all fear. We've talked about this a million times, but like playing in those,
it's nerve wracking.
Well, and we don't, I mean, we've played in pro-ams.
It is in Florida.
But we haven't, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We haven't had, I've never had a gallery like that.
Not to, I mean, hers is probably 30 yards deep down. I mean, I've never had one like
which
that.
Which is a problem.
Yes.
Because if you're, I mean, it doesn't even, you don't even have to be a 16. You could be a sub 10 and you can easily knock someone's head off.
Yeah.
And I just never understood why people don't take more, like, take more cover. Why do they do that?
It's a remarkable amount of trust.
Why are they standing there?
I would tell anyone, because she's a 16, which is about me. And if I am teeing off,
you're not safe on either side.
I would tell anyone.
You're not safe on either side.
I would just be like, you know what, everybody? I appreciate you coming out. We're going to need you to back this up.
Like, your hands get a little lazy or you overgrip a little bit and you're taking somebody out, man.
I don't like where this is going at all. The best, she just reaches into her pocket.
Though. She hit another one.
She dropped another.
And they're all just like, oh,
yay, Caitlin, okay.
I don't know about you, but.
She says, sorry.
Yeah, she said she was sorry. Well, of course, she probably... Well, the old adage is that, I don't know if this is true, but Barkley, he had that hitch in his swing.
Supposedly because of this,
because
right?
He would play in these pro-ams, and he was so terrified to hit these people because he was terrible.
Yeah.
That's why he couldn't pull the trigger on his golf swing.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to knock someone's teeth out.
Mental block. Although someone did get the ball, though. So, like, someone posted it on Twitter. Someone said, hey, I got the snap hook. And he was going to see if he could get Caitlin to sign it later.
It is an amazing thing. I don't know about you, but when you golf, and let's say you're golfing with people, and they could be good players, or they could be middle-of-the-road players, or bad players.
Sure.
We've all found ourselves standing in a place where we probably shouldn't, right? Yes. Like, you have that thought. It's like, ooh, if he shanks one right now, I'm dead.
Yep.
But we don't move.
No.
It's why?
Always on the margin, and you're like, I mean, you always say to yourself, but I'm probably okay.
Yeah, I'm probably fine, and I can move pretty quick. You know, if it's coming at me.
I will say that you do that one where immediately, though, I get in like the, I could do like, remember the Titans. I'm in my stance. I'm in my ready to duck, or I just kind of try to stand behind someone else, and I'm like, I'm going to let him take
it. Yeah, I think I always feel like if I'm close enough to my cart or a tree, that I'll just be good.
Yeah.
And like,
right.
And I'll be able to dodge it like Neo in the Matrix.
I've seen enough diehards. I'm going to Bruce Willis the S out of this, and if need be, I'll just go diving. Or, you know, as long as I feel like, and this is another dumb thing, I feel like as long as I can get my back turned to it, I'll take a golf ball off the back. It's fine.
I've had one off the back. It doesn't hurt all that much.
Exactly.
It depends on who hits it.
I got a lot of meat bag there. As long as you don't get me, I just got to turn away. Don't get me in the head and, you know, maybe down in the eye. In the carriage.
Well, you talked to Joe Buck's wife. You don't want the ankle either.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shattered.
Yeah. I saw her in her walking boot on Monday Night Football.
I will tell you that. Taking one off the ankle or like the kneecap.
The shin?
Yeah, it's no good. You got to turn.
That was her fault with the dumb handstand, though.
Well, I don't know. If you don't want to get hit by a golf ball, don't stand where you can get hit by a golf ball.
It does show an amazing lack of awareness for all those people to be lined up like 30 yards ahead. It's one thing if you're like 5 to 10, you're like, okay, someone really has to snap it. But those people at the end of that gallery, and by the way, why are you there? Why aren't you forcing yourself closer? Like, they should cap that thing at like 8 yards and then just, you know, stack it a little deeper. You don't need to be that far. And you're looking at her down the fairway. It's problematic. She's a Titleist gal, though. And
is she sponsored?
I don't know, but she had her own golf balls. It's a Titleist 22 because, well, she's number 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, the person found the ball, which is kind of that's a nice
Well, you
little...
can order. I mean, you're what?
I know.
What were you, 68?
Yeah.
You could order.
Yeah. I'm just saying she's playing Titleist 22 balls.
Well, did you hear her quote?
No, I just heard sorry.
No, her quote after, because of course they asked her about it afterwards. She said, golf is hard.
Golf is hard.
And to that, we all agree.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Yeah.
So be careful out there at those pro-ams.
Yeah. I would never. I would feel fine at a pro event, though.
Yeah. No, those guys aren't going to hit
you. Yeah, those guys aren't going to hit you. But at a pro-am,
uh-uh.
No chance.
Uh-uh.
No chance am I lining up there. Or I guess I would. I would just kind of cower behind someone else. I'd try to find like the biggest person there and just kind of squat down, use a human shield style.
There was a tournament this last season, and I'm trying to remember who the golfer was. It was like Fowler or Spieth or somebody like that, and they were like off the fairway in some pine straw, kind of on a slope, and there were people that looked like they're standing right in front of them.
I think that was Rory.
Was it Rory? And the person went right over their head and it hit the tree behind him and like bounced off the other way?
Yeah, but he, they were, but he... I don't know. I feel like they were safe.
They weren't.
But they were. Because he know. I mean, he's not going to hit them.
But he almost did.
Well, he hit the
it
tree
It went over
behind.
Their head.
Yeah, yeah. But that's exactly where he wanted to do. Wanted to hit it.
Oh, he wanted to hit the tree, did he?
No, he wanted to hit it over their head.
Yeah, he just caught the tree.
He just caught the tree.
I don't know. It was rough.
Yeah, people are saying this one, too. Like the
Oh, the other thing, too, about that, sorry, is that McIlroy, if you're in his way, he's going to move you.
Sure.
If you're standing where you think you can get hit and he doesn't move you, he's not going to hit you.
I trust Rory.
Yeah.
You know who I don't trust? Me.
Caitlin Clark
or anyone else. But someone brings up another good point is you watch like those rally car races, like those street cars. Those dumbasses are lined up on that. Or like that Isle of Man, those motorcycle races. Those morons are lined up on a street as someone's coming around the corner at 95 miles an hour. Those are the people, like, what are you doing? Because it's one thing to get hit by a golf ball. I'm not sure if you're aware of what happens if a car hits you, but you don't just get to bounce up and be like, oh, my ankles hurt. No, that's a whole different one.
Wild.
Yeah, man, people just like to watch stuff, and they don't really care about the, you don't think about the inherent danger.
Well, you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to live. In the news is next, we've got a Mark Scholl update, and boy, that Arctic Fox, I cannot stop updating you on that.
No,
girl.
This is like our fourth update.
We got another update on
are
her.
Are you in love with the fox?
I love,
are you
she's...
Are you adopting the fox?
I'll tell you what, she's very cute, but they will not let Foxy stay what am I trying to say? She can't be a pet, because that was the problem in the first
place. It's no-go.
So we'll get to In the News next, but first, Berkeley Sports Center.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. It is November 13, 2024. Amazing.
I just saw something I can't stop laughing, and I had to double check that it was real, and it is indeed real.
What do we got?
This was out of Canada. You know, sometimes they put up like you public like safety notices. We were talking the other day about like warning, you know, like on cars, and apparently in British Columbia now. In bathrooms and whatnot, they have official flyers, and these are real from the Canadian like health ministry, and it's a flyer that says "Staying safe at the glory hole," and there is literally safety flyers up now, including titles "Get the whole picture," "Avoid gender language," and "Watch your back," and "Peek before you poke."
Oh.
including how to have proper posture at the glory hole. That is a real thing that is now getting distributed amongst Canadian.
I have so many questions. Wait,
you don't want to be hunched over.
Who's distributing this? The Canadian government?
The Canadian government.
No.
Yes.
Is it a joke?
You're getting ball sacked.
No, this is real. This is from
Chief Medical. There's no
way. This is real.
There's no way.
I just double, triple checked.
How did you do that? Did you call them?
No, but I looked up. This is from, it's the, what is her official title? Yeah, she is the Chief Medical Officer for Canada, Dr. Theresa Tam. These are real things.
Shouldn't she be denouncing glory holes?
Peek before you poke.
There's no way this is real.
This is real. It's legit. Maybe I'm getting ball sacked, but I don't believe I am. And it's amazing.
These are posted where?
I think around Canadian bathrooms.
Are you supposed to peek before you poke?
You do. You got to peek. And posture is key.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I like to see what's going on. You know, you got to take a look around.
I thought that was the whole point was not to see.
Yeah. That's the idea behind it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know. Zook might.
I just saw this and I can't stop thinking about it, and it's marvelous. And I'm a little upset, quite frankly, that we don't have these in our bathrooms. I want to go in and be like, oh,
duper.
These are important safety things that I didn't know. I just love get the whole picture, but HOLE. Hey, no gendered language, though. That's important.
It is November 13, 2024. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Moms and Dads Day.
All right. Go moms, go dads. Don't we already have Father's Day and Mother's Day?
This is Moms and Dads Day.
And we're combining them.
Togetherness.
I'm going to remind my kids that tell me I'm awesome today.
We are men of increase.
Being a man of increase?
We are people of increase today.
That's right. Together, we can go further. It is also Start a Rumor Day. And I think you just did.
Yeah. Just stay safe, people. It's important. You got to stay safe. And remember, posture, according to this, is key. You don't want to be slumped over. You want to stay upright.
Well, if I'm a Canadian citizen, I got serious issues with how the health department's spending their time.
Might make the difference. These are important things.
How many people does that apply to?
Look at you trying to marginalize people, Buckley.
Yeah, I am marginalizing the glory holders.
I don't like it.
As the story goes, Big Sook showed up at a Christmas party once and Mark Scholl was there.
This is 100% true, and he shared with me some wonderful ideas that he had.
He believed you to be one of him.
Yes. Yeah. Boy, did he ever.
And expanded on a few ideas. You know, he's the guy who, he's a Clackamas County Commissioner, and he hates Muslims. He pretty much hates everyone.
Well, he hates gays.
Yeah.
Especially gays in the military.
And he's outspoken about it.
Yes.
Like he doesn't even hide it.
Yeah. No, he does not. I can assure you, within 5 minutes of being at a party, he will let you know what he thinks about all of those things.
So Sook and Mark exchanged numbers, and now Sook was going to be in his cabinet.
He did give me a business card and said, hey, if you never need anything.
That's right.
You call me.
You call me. I'll help you out.
I was like, what?
You got a Muslim neighbor? Call me.
When am I in Clackamas County, by the way, and need the help of a commissioner? You got it, Mark. And his Russian mail order bride.
Well, he is the incumbent down there, and he has had many remarks about Muslims. He has lost his re-election bid. Yeah, he lost. Lake Oswego business owner Melissa Fireside beat his ass.
So now I can't call him when I need something from my county commissioner that I don't live in his county.
I mean, I guess you probably could.
You
might have more time for you.
Yeah, it's possible.
52% for Fireside, 48% for Scholl.
He got 48% of the vote?
He sure did.
Jeez Louise.
She's ahead by about 6,000 votes.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. It scares me that 48% of the people liked what he had to say, but...
Do you remember Tootie Smith?
I do remember the old Toots.
She lost, too.
Oh. So we got a new, we got changes coming.
Yeah. At least here. Not.
Mm. No. Yeah. At least in, you know, Clackamas.
Well, your pal went down. What's he going to do now? Host a sports radio show?
I guess he's going to do something very angrily. Look into that guy, by the way. He's had lots of run-ins with ex-wives and stepkids, and he just, all in all, is a really, really problematic human being.
An Arctic fox found in Portland will soon live in a zoo in Wisconsin. I've got an update on Foxy. I've been updating you on her condition.
Well, at least she's found a home.
Yes.
That's good.
Well, she's been at the zoo, Oregon Zoo.
Yeah, but that's not permanent.
No. I don't know why, but
although that seemed like a decent enough spot for her. I mean, they have tigers and other things that don't belong in Oregon.
They're showing her in her enclosure here, and she's got a cool red ball she gets to play with.
Well, that's fun.
Living a better life, no doubt, than when she was in captivity with those weird people.
Yeah. We never did find out who had her, right?
I don't think they did. Yeah. They have pictures of them, but Listen, if anybody's going to give you a follow-up on that, it's going to be me.
Yeah,
I have not seen that.
I'm convinced that when the time is right, our noted newsman will give us the update we so desire.
So she hops over logs, she forages for her diet, and she basically just practices being a fox. She's now going to go get some of that Wisconsin lovin' from another Arctic fox up there named Apollo.
All right.
She's going to be in the same...
Are they going to
same enclosure?
Are they going to do some Arctic fox doing it up there?
I would imagine
they have little Arctic fox babies.
Don't you think that's why they put them together? Want them to do it? And
I would think so.
Some more Arctic foxes.
I've choked a coop.
It happens. You know, what if you're this cute little what's her name?
Well, they call her Foxy.
Foxy. So what if little Foxy gets out there and it turns out this other fox a real D-bag? She doesn't like him.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works.
How it works in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I think they
just take what they want.
Yeah. Not the
Hop
pandas.
Hop on this jock, like Mark Schull.
The pandas won't do that.
Really?
No, dude, the pandas.
They get charged with rape?
Well, the pandas won't get it on with each other. That's the big problem with the pandas.
So the lady pandas are like, nah.
Yeah, we put the two pandas in there, and they're like, nope. Not
take off your shorts and dunk me. Yeah. Are pandas overrated?
We've talked about this.
We have?
We spend a lot of time trying to save the panda that really doesn't have any interest in saving itself. But they are... They're damaged.
Are they overrated?
No. The panda's
great. Yeah, they are.
The panda's great. It's just, we spent a lot of time. There is someone who, I forget who he was, but there was someone that his whole thing was, if you took the money that we spent on pandas and you could do so much better. You could do so much more.
Like affect actual change in the world.
Affect actual change for other animals. As opposed to the panda that we just can't really do a whole
lot with. Is resisting our help,
yes.
Essentially.
So his thing is, as sad as it is to see, the only reason we do this is because the panda's so lovable and adorable, when in reality, that could be better spent elsewhere. But then you see a panda like rolling around and you're like, oh, that thing's adorable.
They're cute. Aren't they really clumsy?
Yes.
Kind of goofy.
And they don't want to do it. They'll be together for years and not get it on.
Makes two of us.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why. What's the point?
Yeah, that's the way that's the way the pandas operate.
All right, up next, watch out for an angry bro in Vancouver. We have the deets.
Is it Mark Scholl again?
No, it's not. It's a road rage guy. Next on The Fan. All right, well, the off-air conversation last break was all about Glory Hole.
It was one for the ages.
Well,
and all of our questions about Glory Hole.
I think people would have paid for that premium content.
That is premium content, right?
Someone
there.
Would pay to listen
that
to that.
That we can't air, that should be behind a paywall. You pay, maybe we charge you $4.99 a month, nothing major, but you get stuff like that.
We were just talking about the Canadians and their, we'll just let you know, the number one thing, according to the Canadian government, when it comes to being safe at the hole, is to examine the hole. You don't want jagged edges.
Right. Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah. And then they're asking, does the hole look clean? Has it been sanitized recently? Those are important things. You know.
But we had philosophical questions about the hole, the institution of the whole thing.
Clearly, we know nothing about Glory Hole.
No.
Or we know everything.
No, I don't think we know anything.
We didn't get to the bottom of anything there.
We have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. And even this flyer from the Canadian government is not answering all the questions we had.
Well, watch out for this angry bro in Vancouver. There is someone who posted this to the social media. This man was in a silver Acura MDX. And there is a video of his road rage where he gets out of his car.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's the dude that spits. And then,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spits right on the window of the person filming behind him. And then he jumps repeatedly on the hood of their car.
Yeah.
Like smashing the front hood of their car.
And then flips them, I believe, two birds.
Yeah, it is the double bird.
Then his ass crack's hanging out.
He's
a real
is.
Classy individual.
Yeah, the road rage guy has an archetype, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He seems to look like this guy. Like, in other words, if you said, Rob, describe a guy who's going to have just insane road rage.
Yeah.
I would describe this guy.
Yeah,
he's
about right.
Short, bald, angry white guy, stocky, kind of trashy, has the trucker hat. I mean, it's just straight out of Central Casting. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I mean, they have his license plate. How have they not found this?
Yeah, I don't know.
This dude. I mean, like the it's clear as day.
Yeah.
I mean, you have his face, like, because the person's filming, you see a close up face and then you see his license plate.
I mean, yeah, you think you could track his license to his address. And
yeah. I would assume that they're going to get him at some point if they don't. I mean.
And then what does he get charged with there?
Well, I'm guessing, I mean, destruction of property. I mean, he stomped on the car. I don't know if spitting and threatening, menacing, I don't know. I will say that I was kind of wishing when he was on the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you jump on the hood of my car,
100%.
I'm going to take off. Because at that point, I'm concerned for my well-being, and you're going over the hood of my car.
Well, I'm not taking off, but I am moving. I'm doing a quick start-stop maneuver to try to get
throwing you
off. Fall on your ass.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. And there's no question I would do that.
No.
And this person was shockingly calm.
Yeah.
They just filmed him, and then he got in his Acura and drove away.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that this, I don't know. Maybe it's always been this way. I don't know if it's getting worse, but just the, like, again, this is how you get yourself shot, man. This is how you get yourself run over.
That's right.
All for what? Because someone, I don't know what this stemmed from, but how can you possibly get that angry? Probably because the person was driving an EV. It looks like you can tell the person's driving an electric vehicle.
A fellow soy boy.
Yeah. And as an EV driver, I'm sorry that that our soy boyness makes you so angry. You also better be careful about who you're spitting on, because you never know who's behind the wheel of that car. Of course, that guy, you know, thinks that he can, you know, that guy, I guarantee, thinks he's the world's toughest human being.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before. Same with the guy who drove through the parade, you know, like these guys see red and they just don't think.
Nope.
They have a screw loose in that they just fly off the handle.
Yep. Screw the learned people. No.
Just visceral and.
That's right.
Go crazy. I guarantee he regrets it. Yeah, but maybe not.
The idea that you got on the hood of another car and stomped it, he is going to regret it when he gets fired and gets arrested. And eventually he will be.
All right, there's your In the News, guys. November 13, 2024. The Hot 5 at 5 is next. We've got a lot of quarterback updates, Blazers injury report, and the Mariners reportedly in on this player next on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.